Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
He is a Jew. He's very funny. He wants more money. More Mike time. He's got anxiety. He's got depression. He takes pills so he doesn't lose his mind. He's just a fuck boy. He's not your goy toy. He's just your sexy boy.
Welcome.
He's not your goy toy.
To Clement Cush. Seth, we're getting. Make sure we don't go over 1,000 episodes and you not tell me or denote that this is the 1,000th episode. I know we're getting drastically close, are we not?
I don't really know how this all works because when we put the podcast up, it's a number. But then when you go to like episodes listed, it's a different number that I think is well over 1,000.
Oh, really? You think we might have already missed 1,000 yippee-o?
I didn't know you wanted me to keep you up on the 1,000. On the 1,000.
On the 1,000 yippee-o.
Yeah, 1,000 yippee-o. I wasn't ready for it.
Let me see if I can go to the back end of Art 19 here, because is it cold in here?
No, it's cold outside, though.
Let me see.
I mean, not cold, but...
I fucked up by... let me see.
Can I just say as far as a continuation from the show for people that are listening?
Yeah, sure.
Because, you know, there's some outbursts and stuff like that.
Who had an outburst? No, wait, hold on. We're at 992 episodes.
Okay.
So this will be 993... So we need to figure out what's going to be 1,000, and that needs to be something a little bit special. Maybe we'll bring in Brent Hatley or something.
Let's bring in everybody for a big uncensored show. Let's get Diaco. Let's get Hatley. Let's get Babyface. I mean, and let's go crazy. Let's do a 2-hour show. Let's fucking Trump, Biden. Let's put it out there. Abortion. I mean, let's just put our beanbags on the
abortion, immigration.
Yeah. Let's put our beanbags on the table. Let's have people yelling at each other, screaming.
All right, so 1,000 shows, 7 shows from now. So you got Monday, Tuesday. Well, no, tomorrow's Thursday's 2 Live View, right?
Let's not plan it out, Bubba, because I don't know if I'm going to have
Operation Pigmentation.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to have to put up, you know, like a regurg kicker if, you know, we're struggling for new content. So I think as next week comes, you know, close, I'll let you know.
Okay. Because your barbers are kind of ghosting you right now.
Golly, man. I mean, we talked.
Can I call? You know what? Maybe I ought to call down there at the barber shop.
All right, I'll give you an hour.
That would be cool as hell.
Here, let's call Craig right now.
Yeah. Hold on. Give me.
I have this as an emergency contact. Here.
All right, here we go. Let me see here. Craig the barber.
Now we're just going to have to do the podcast tomorrow. If we get him on today. I said we're just going to have to do the podcast tomorrow, Pigmentation. If we get him on today, we don't want too much Craig.
Thank you. Now, Craig's the guy that they don't like, right?
What do you mean? They love Craig.
Is Craig the boss man? The boss man?
Yeah, him and his brother.
Was Craig the one that was...
He was the one in the middle. Who's the one in the middle of the video?
Oh, Craig's the one that sounds like Cat Williams.
Yeah, he said you can't have pickle feet. The Deanna doesn't have pickle feet and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, are they...
Hello?
Is this Craig?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello,
Craig.
It's Bubba.
Hello. This is not Craig.
Well, put Craig on the...
This is Craig's maid.
Listen, Craig, quit fucking around. This is Bubba the Love Sponge.
Okay, well, in this case, then, that this is Craig the boss.
Listen, Craig.
I thought he was a telemarketer or somebody that I owe money.
No, fuck that. Listen, a couple things.
This is Bubba the Love Sponge.
A couple things. Listen.
For real.
We're
Are we on speaker? Craig, put us on speaker.
Put me on speaker, Craig.
Barbershop.
You Cat Williams sounded
mother. What are you doing? We at the barbershop talking to y'all.
Yeah, you're supposed to be. You guys have been ghosting Seth all day. He's trying to get you guys' asses down here to do a podcast, and you motherfuckers are ghosting him.
Well, really, we really not ghosting him. We in the same place.
Well, no, but like he needed you guys to, or he needed to come pick you up or
no,
something.
No, they said I said I would take them here, and they go, we got cars.
Okay, yeah, y'all got cars.
Seth,
Craig.
Just come up with a time, bro, and you have to do better job. You know that we don't move like that.
What do you?
Seth, you need to just do like this, Seth. Listen, when exactly are you guys coming to do it? Matter of fact, let's do it right now.
Yeah, let's lock this motherfucker. Hey, and guess what, Craig? Guess what, bitch? I got all the fuck. I got my hood card. I got my motherfucking hood card. I'm telling you that right now.
I don't know,
no,
Bub.
Bullshit.
I mean, you haven't been in the hood in a while.
Oh, bullshit.
It's been a while,
man. I'm telling you right now, when I ran for sheriff, I got 92% of the African American vote, bitch. About to get mine.
You know why?
Why?
You know why?
Why?
They thought that we was going to legalize marijuana.
Yeah. Well, goddammit, I would have, too. I would have.
Hey. Rio, this Bubba and Seth on the phone trying to aggravate us.
Hey, oh no.
When we coming to do the podcast.
Yeah. But
listen,
Go ahead. Go ahead, Craig.
I just can't believe you guys would even put us on the spot like that, Seth. I mean,
we ain't trying to blow up your shit. We ain't trying to blow up.
We're in the same place doing the same thing every day.
We ain't trying to blow up your shit. We're trying to promote y'all. I'm just telling you.
Craig, we played the video that I took of you on Saturday with Rio and Lat. Everybody fucking loved it. It's got like 10,000 views on Instagram.
They're like, Craig's like a little mini Cat Williams. I love that little motherfucker.
They realize how funny you guys are now.
Yeah. I don't know about that one guy in the corner. I don't know about that one guy in the corner. He may not cut the mustard, but the other
what
two.
What do you mean?
The other two brothers are cool as hell. The other two, the one dude to the left, the bigger,
oh my God,
the big dude, please, man. Now that the big dude on the left, now that's the main dude right there. That's the guy you got to watch out
Rio?
For. Yeah, Rio. Don't fuck with Rio. Don't fuck with Rio.
I'm bringing him with me. I'm bringing him with
you. You should, bro, because Rio's the muscle. Nobody will fuck with you if you bring Rio around. That's a true motherfucking gangster right there.
Craig, do you want to talk to Bubba about fuckboy right now?
Yeah, man, we have a real problem with the fuckboy thing.
I'll tell you why he's a fuckboy, because he's soft. He's soft. Bitch is soft. He's soft. Listen, you know why I got my fucking hood card?
Seth,
because I say
I got Bub, I got to admit, we can't really argue with that.
Oh, fuck!
Exactly. So guess what, bitch? Who got his motherfucking hood card back? Because I called it out. Bitch is soft. Bitch can't even fucking check his oil on his car. Bitch is soft.
Oh, man, Seth, I got to admit.
That's a fuckboy.
You got to toughen up a little, brother. I mean, bro, we love you to death, but bro,
you a fuckboy.
You need to let your nuts hang.
Well, I let him. Craig,
he can't even open it.
You got to let him hang a little more.
He can't even open the hood up on his car. He doesn't even know where the latch is.
Tricky.
He's a fuckboy.
Balls. You need gorilla sized balls.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
How do I get them, Craig?
Yeah. You fucking hang out with a cool motherfucker like me that's got the hood card, bitch.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
Look at that.
That's kind of how you do it.
Craig, I go.
And you know what? See, we thought the context of the fuckboy was just a straight try. See,
no.
That was out of love.
Yeah.
See, you didn't say that, Seth. That's a love fuckboy.
It's a fuckboy that I'm trying to harden up, make him put a little grizzle
That's
on that
right.
motherfucker.
So
you
guess
know
what, Bub?
But
when he does start making them changes, I don't want you to stay. You got to stop calling him that when he makes them changes.
No, I'll be like, man, you know, you're becoming more
you
of a man.
You change it to that Malibu boy.
Malibu. Right.
Yeah, you better not turn into that Seth, the one with Malibu's most wanted. Don't turn into him.
No, not that Jamie Kennedy guy. No way.
Craig, let me give you another example of a fuckboy. A guy that has an electric lawnmower instead of a gas lawnmower. That's a fuckboy right there, okay?
Yeah. I got you.
When you're bringing out the motherfucking electric Ryobi to mow the fucking lawn instead of that 5-horsepower Biggs and Stratton, that's a motherfucking fuckboy right there.
Hold on, Craig. Hey, can I get some credit? it.
Oh, Seth.
Yeah.
Seth, what is going on?
Bubba's fucking owning that ass, bitch. It's what's about ready to get mine.
You're letting,
Seth, what is going on,
You're letting Bubba tear down 15 years of the mystique that I've had. I roll up into an all-black barbershop, no problem, start chatting up. I've been on drug deals with you before, Craig, when you told me to wait in the car and to not go anywhere and to lock the doors. I thought that didn't make me soft.
Yeah, but were you strapped? But were you strapped?
I had my seatbelt on.
Motherfucker's never been strapped in his life. Motherfucker never shot a gun in his life. That's fuck boy.
I don't believe that.
Okay, Seth.
I shot clay pigeons.
Seth.
Yes, sir.
Are any of these things true?
Not the gun thing. I've shot a gun, but I'd prefer a baseball bat if things got sticky, you know?
No, he shot clay pigeons. Hold on. He shot a shotgun at a clay pigeons event. He never had a drawdown on a motherfucker.
No. He started a track event.
Yeah, exactly, with blanks. He never had a drawdown on a motherfucker that's taking his lawnmower at fucking midnight. You know what I'm saying?
Seth, this is too easy.
What are you gonna?
I mean, you got to hang with us a little bit more, Seth. I'm just.
Here's what Craig's saying. Here's what Craig's saying. Bubba has his motherfucking hood card.
I still got my hood
and
card.
You're a borderline fuckboy.
Oh no.
You're on the cusp.
Truth hurts, man. Sometimes the truth hurts, man.
Yeah, he explained it very well, Seth. You even heard Rio say that.
Rio was the biggest critic of Bubba. Now he's loving it?
Fuck yeah, Rio's a fucking man.
I didn't know the perspective. I didn't know that you couldn't lift your hood, Seth.
Yeah. I can, though. It just takes a minute, Rio.
If you go to my YouTube channel, I got this whole fucking series called Bubba Manning Up Seth, and we just did an oil change and rotated his tires, and it damn near killed the fuckboy. He couldn't even do it.
God damn it, Steph. You got to tighten up, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the only thing tight on him is that motherfucking haircut he's sporting. That's the only thing that's tight on this bitch. Just tell you that right now. That's why the fucking urban community loves Bubba the Love Sponge, because I'm about to get mine. So I say it like it is.
Man, I told Steph, Bubba, man, we got the whole 6C1 in Central, in Pinellas County Jail. Everybody's listening to y'all's show 6 to 10.
So listen to what I'm going to do now. I need you and Craig's help. So for Juneteenth, I want to come down. I got this cash cube, this inflatable cash cube, okay? And there's $10,000 inside of it. And I want to have a big-ass Juneteenth party right at your barber shop for everybody down there in the hood. And I bring my cash cube, and I cater it with food, music.
Giveaways.
Let's do it.
But listen now. Sometimes, you know, brothers will start getting a little fucking crazy when they know 10K's up in the cut. So I need some fucking assurances that, you know, we ain't going to get a bunch of, you know, motherfuckers that are trying to take my money.
You ain't got to worry about any of that.
I told you, Craig. They got it down there. Like,
we got that. Man.
Yeah. I need to bring my own security. I'll bring Ty J. Armstrong, former Buccaneer. He's about 6'5" from Detroit.
Ty J.
Can I bring it, man? We ready.
You ain't got nothing to worry about as far as security, all that. There, we'll have that locked down.
Yeah, but how about that? Bubba Love Sponge rolled up in there at Latin Sons. Latin Sons and fucking turning this motherfucker out for Juneteenth. How about that?
Let's do it. I'm with you when you're right, my man.
That's right.
We're really going to do this. I talked to Bubba yesterday.
No, we're really going to do it, fellas.
And
we're
going to bring down the cash cube, and if you spin the wheel and land on it, people are going to go in there and, you know,
there's going to be people from your neighborhood that's going to get in my machine and grab as much money as they can in 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
That could be a recipe for this. I mean, hey, I'm either going to be the coolest motherfucker or I'm going to be fucking robbed and broke, one of the two.
Well, you definitely won't be robbed and broke. You're going to be the coolest motherfucker on the planet in this city.
Listen, we got to get you guys in because we want to make you guys motherfucking podcast superstars. You guys got a lot to say.
Let's do it. I'm with that too. I told Seth. We both told Seth, man. We ready.
You guys want to do it tomorrow? You guys want to come in tomorrow?
Yeah, we can do it.
We coming in tomorrow. Man.
Tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock is perfect.
Now we're right by. Now listen, we're right by. We're right by the
Bubba. We there, Seth. It's Seth, me and you going to have to spend a little more time together.
You didn't believe me. You had to hear from Bubba to know this was real.
I'm going to have to polish up my protege.
Yep. I mean, you know.
I'm going to get there, Craig. I know how to check the oil now.
I got a brand new 9mm Taurus.
Hell yeah.
That I ain't even shot yet from the gun show at Florida State Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
I've never even shot it. Two clips. You're going to fucking learn how to shoot a gun.
Oh, that's we right. going to kill somebody, Rio?
No, we ain't going to kill no motherfucker.
No, we're not going to fucking kill no motherfucker.
You know what? I bet you this fuckboy can't. Hold on. This fuckboy can't even chamber a motherfucking nine. I'm just telling you that right now.
We're going to teach him. We got to toughen his ass up. Man, this is not good.
I got a motherfucking Desert Eagle 50, bitch. I'm about to get mine.
Don't let him touch yours. Don't let him touch that yet. That's way too much.
Oh, yeah. That's only a true gangster like my boy. But who's now? I got Craig and what's his name?
This is Rio.
Rio. I sized your shit up, man. You're a cool dude. I like you. And Craig sounds like Cat Williams. I like him, too. I don't know about that guy. I don't know about that guy in the corner, though. I ain't quite figured him out yet.
We ain't figured his ass out either.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to make the cut.
That's Craig's brother.
Yeah, Craig's brother might not make the cut. You know what I'm saying? I'll roll right up in there and tell him, too. Hey, Craig's brother, you know what? I was talking to Craig. You might not make the cut, kid. You might have to go out and work for the city or some shit.
He has a cool name. His name's Lance.
Yeah. and I like how you white guy that up. His name's Lance.
Lance Fury.
Who the fuck? What kind of African American dad named their kid Lance? What the fuck?
Craig's daddy.
What's Craig's daddy's name?
Larry.
Oh, that's even worse. Fuck.
Larry's cool as hell, man. Larry's cool.
Larry ain't a black guy name, though. Larry ain't a, you know, I think of Larry Bird. When
well,
I think
his name is Lawrence, but, you know.
Well, that's, Larry. That, yeah. Now, what about, now, what, now, you got, you and Craig are brothers, right?
No.
No. Me and Lance are brothers.
Oh.
And me and Rio just tight as hell. And then as far as my daddy, his other name is 40 Dog.
Oh, see, 40 Dog works way much better for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's his name. That's his street name. It's
now,
40 Dog.
Within the 40 Dog family is Lance kind of the softy and fucking.
No. He's the exact opposite. You don't even know his name is. You got to remember, Bub. We just not slowing our lives down. Mm. His name used to be Hank.
Now hold on. Now I don't. It used to be Hank.
Okay, let me rewind and tell you why. When we was out there in the streets and we would indulge in some of these drugs that they got around here in the country, well, when we used to get high as hell, he used to turn into Hank from Me, Myself, and Irene.
Oh, so, oh boy, you know, be fucking, you know, hitting on a black and mild that's been turned into a blunt, and motherfucker, next thing you know, he's Hank.
Well, it's better than that. I'm talking about it used to get crazy.
I think I need to bring some weed up here. I think I need to bring some weed on that day, some real good shit with my bong.
You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to tell you no lie. When we used to play cards at my brother's house, most of the time the card game ended with him shooting a bullet into the wall or either ripping the deck of cards in half and kicking everybody out.
Well, you know what? I take it back profusely that I made any type of bad references to that motherfucker because he sounds like a true thug to me and I don't want any part of it.
He found the Lord.
So oh, good. Oh, good.
His new name is Two Bibles now.
Great. Hopefully the Lord can insulate me from his ass kicking, okay? Because I don't want to get my ass kicked.
Yeah, ain't got to worry about that unless you bring some of them to stay. He don't indulge no more, so we good on that. Lance be Lance.
Hold on. Now, can we indulge, though? I mean, I like to roll up and indulge.
Oh, we can get it down.
Yeah. I want to indulge with you, you and Tupac over
there. Right now, Rio?
I'm rolling up some weed.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what we doing.
Yeah.
We ain't cutting no hair. So we just rolling up.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably, you guys could price, you light it right there. Fucking St. PPD, they ain't fucking with you.
No, we got cards.
Yeah.
We're medicating.
Exactly.
They're straight legal.
I will tell you this. But I'll tell you this, man. The chief of police, Holloway, for St. Pete, he's a good brother. He's a good dude.
I ain't going to tell you no lie. I have not met him yet, but as far as the reality of being in the neighborhoods and being in the streets and actually, you know, being part of the community.
Right.
he's doing his part.
He ain't fucking. Listen. He ain't fucking with the brothers like some past police chiefs.
He's not being tyrant. He's not a tyrant.
No. And I'll tell you one thing. He'll arrest a black guy just as soon as he will a white guy. He don't give a fuck.
I understand. Listen. If you break the law and you get caught, I don't care what color you are.
He's former police chief of Clearwater, and then St. Pete stole him away because he was doing so good. I know that. Yeah, I know the cat, and he's pretty good, man. I was doing a Bubba's Chunky Thursdays a few years ago at like 2nd and 22nd.
Okay.
You know that little convenience store and that little lot right there.
Man, Bub, man, see something. Tell us.
See, motherfucker.
Really,
yeah, motherfucker. Think I ain't got my straight fucking Saint Pete.
You didn't relate the coolness that Bubba had.
Right, motherfucker.
Did not relate that.
You know what's gonna happen is I'm gonna roll up on this bitch, and you guys are gonna be my new best friends, and I will kick Seth right out of the cool club.
Oh fuck.
No, that's not gonna happen.
Thank you.
All
right. See, loyal guys.
Part of the deal, Bub.
Yeah, I guess we got to keep a fuckboy on retainer. I understand it.
Yeah, man, because listen, man, we don't change him from fuckboy to fuckman.
Well, maybe we can change him from fuckboy to, like, almost a man. You know what I'm saying?
It's got to
take baby steps.
You got to take baby steps.
Right.
We're going to get him out of that.
Well, the first thing you guys can do for me is let him chamber up that nine, show him how to chamber up that nine. And then maybe we should,
kill some people?
No, not kill some people, but, you know.
Man, ain't nobody killing nobody, Seth.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wanted to be
the
in your...
The person that we're going to kill, the only...
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The only person that we're going to kill is the fuckboy. The fuckboy is going to die soon.
Yeah, we're killing fuckboy.
And then your name is going to be Seth Money.
Fuck yeah.
Seth Money.
That's right. We're going from fuckboy to Seth Money.
There we go. There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
I'm going to show him how to do it, Bub.
You know what we need to do, man, is we need to once a month have a big-ass party at Latin. Is it Latin Sons?
Yeah.
At Latin
yes,
Sons.
Sir.
Bring my big-ass cream machine down there, my cash cube, cater it all up, and let the hood know that Bubba the Love Sponge is motherfucking about as... Listen, there's African-American radio stations like 94.1 that don't like the African-American community as much as I do, period.
Well, we're going to show them some love, Bub. We're going to start tomorrow at 2 o'clock by doing the podcast.
Yeah. Now, Seth,
then we'll get the logistics and all that good stuff handled by soon-to-be Seth Money. But right now,
fuck
he's...
Boy.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as it hurts you, Craig, currently he is.
Yeah, it does. Do you hear the hurt in my voice?
Yeah.
I'm like.
It's affecting
Steph,
you.
Man, I'm not doing my part, man.
I feel sorry for the next guy that gets a haircut from you. It's going to be all fucked up. You're all fucked up in the head right now.
I'm all emotional right now because this feels like I just lost my friend.
I know. He rolls up in there trying to misrepresent that Bubba ain't got his motherfucking hood card and he ain't a fuckboy. But realistically.
Yeah, I mean, really, really, we thought you weren't as cool as we're getting right now.
No, no, I'm fucking cool as shit. I'm not even.
Yeah, man. I really like to be honest with you. We didn't catch that.
And guess what? I played Dion. Your video. Oh man, did his hood come out? He goes. You asked those two brothers if they lived in poor North Fort Myers where I walked to school and I didn't have a real daddy because my daddy was in prison. And yeah, I've eaten all that stuff and maybe I don't eat it anymore. But bitch, I got my hood card. I got my hood card solid.
That's real now. That's real now. I ain't gonna tell you no lie.
He's like, man, I didn't
treat you now. And you're I got a different view of Bub.
Yeah. And I'll tell you about
I got a different Bub has a different name and I have a different view. I just know that with Latin Sons, Steph is a family member, and if you're gonna get us, got to have Seth.
Oh, I'm not a package deal that does not come without Seth. Seth's my boy, man. I mean, sometimes, you know, I know you guys have heard the expression, you pick on people that you love or that you like. If you don't like somebody, you just fucking ignore them. But I've taken this kid under my wing and I've given him an opportunity to be himself on the air and not be quelled by corporate stupid fuckboy radio. And now he's introduced me to a couple cool ass brothers that cut hair, and I look forward to being closer to you guys and being your friend.
That's real, man.
That's real.
You get started tomorrow.
You guys, are you guys Miller Lite, OE? Fucking, what do you guys like
really, right now, Rio's in the dry club. Rio's not drinking.
Okay.
Right now.
Right.
We're smoking a lot of pot.
Right.
And tequila shots for me occasionally.
So we're more of the, like, you know, fucking Purple Haze with a fucking tequila chaser is what we're working with here.
Yeah. Yeah. Kush, Haze, anything very heavy, indica related.
How about, have you tried any mushroom pills?
Oh, listen, I don't know about the pills, but my son actually grows them.
Oh, yeah, okay, so you're on that. Mushrooms are cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Might
if you
get
a full day to fuck up. You get a full day to fuck up.
You might want
to
get Lance on some mushrooms. You like how I said Lance?
I remember I was listening to one of y'all shows and you said your son was in an accident.
My son got his first piece of pussy. And that was 2 years ago, and she fucking she put a kibosh on me and him having a relationship. So I even got my hood card. Yeah. I even got more hood card. And the fact that my kid hates me, that's hood too, isn't it?
Damn, that's some crazy shit.
But you know
hey,
what?
Bro,
hey, how many? Hey,
mean you, bro.
How many times have you seen pussy take a good man down?
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Every day.
You get a brother up in the cut. He's doing good. He gets some pussy, some toxic pussy. And he's not,
toxic.
You know, he's a shell of a man. Because then that pussy starts like fucking, pussy starts calling.
I know what you're talking about.
That pussy starts calling the shots.
He needs to listen to some JT Money.
You know.
Yeah, he got to listen. When we get in those situations, we go to JT Money and Too Short.
Right.
You know, JT Money is going to tell you whole problems ain't no problems. You know.
And Too
Don't
Short.
Hate the game, you know what I'm saying? And then you got Too Short just calling them bitch, and you get your mind right because each one of them, there's only two kind of women, man. Two kinds. They're the wives and everything else. And he got a piece of everything else, and it fucked him up.
Yeah, because a bitch ain't nothing but a dirty, one of my rap songs, 40 and Blunts, it says a bitch ain't nothing but a dirty bitch.
Hey, I agree.
I take a microphone and put it in my fist because a bitch ain't nothing but a dirty bitch.
Ooh,
how about that, motherfucker?
Bars.
Yeah.
Bars, Seth. Oh, you didn't say the man spit bars.
Yeah, motherfucker, spitting bars.
I wasn't aware until today.
Goddamn, I mean, this shit is getting deep, man. Like, I'm going to meet the man.
Hey, I'm going to have my own chair. I'm going to have my own chair at Latin Sons, bitch. Throw it in some fades. The fades to get you laid.
I didn't know that you was... Seth, you know what? I didn't even know that you were hanging with somebody that actually was this fucking
cool.
You know, down with it.
Yeah. I didn't know either.
I see a lot of great things in the future. I see us getting together. You definitely doing the Juneteenth thing.
Yeah, definitely. We already got it on our calendar.
We'll be at the studio tomorrow at 2:00. Me and Rio will be there.
Now, what's
we'll
up?
Let you know if Lance. You know, if Lance gets himself together, we'll see if Lance is coming.
Well, we're not doing fucking Bible studies tomorrow. I'll just tell you that right now.
No, we're not. We're not doing Bible studies. We're not doing Bible studies.
No.
Steph, you make sure to do your producer part and have the bulletin points of what we're going to talk about. But other than that, we're going to be introducing the world to Latin Sons Barbershop, me and Rio, and Steph, and this podcast. It's going down, bub.
What size shirts y'all wear so I can get you guys Bubba Army gear?
You know what I'm saying? I'm wearing the extra large, and Rio's wearing the 2X.
Rio's thick. The bitch wear 2X. Say it. Hey, 2:00. Hey, Seth's going to text you the address. 2:00, motherfuckers. I don't mean 2:15. That means 2:00 on sharp now. Come on.
Man, listen, man, we'll probably be sitting out there 10 minutes early. Just look for the car to smell like bud.
Yeah, well, I'll have an offering for you, too. Okay, guy?
Oh, now we getting there early, man. We'll see y'all tomorrow, man.
All right.
One love, man. Latin Sons, 2400 MLK Street South in beautiful South St. Petersburg.
Hey, talk to you guys soon, my friend. Good knowing y'all. See you tomorrow,
That's
kid.
That's right. All right, my man.
See you later,
love guys.
Bye now. Is it not amazing?
He just stole my fans.
How motherfucking African-American people gravitate to me.
Yeah, well.
What? Well, look at me as a man, fuckboy.
No, just all my buddies.
Are you mad at me?
Yeah, they think I'm a fuckboy now.
No,
man. I've been putting 15 years of work into the fucking facade that I'm not a fuckboy.
But
I can show up with my.
I just gave him three figures and they fuckboyed you out, but they're like, but you're getting ready to turn into Seth Money.
I know, Bubba, but it's
fuckboy today, Seth Money in a few weeks.
Like I said, 15 years of rolling up there, holding court, being funny, you know, not afraid to, you know, go down into, you know, what might not be the best part of St. Pete to get my hair taken care of.
But by the way, they do a fucking extremely good job on your hair.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're just mad. You know, listen, you're fucking Scottie Pippen and you tapped in Michael Jordan. Okay, I just threw in a couple threes, kid.
I did not want to tap in Michael Jordan.
You want to type in Luke Longley?
Yeah, type in Tony Kukoc. Yeah, I'm not tagging in Michael Jordan.
But did I not drain a couple threes on the brothers?
No, they're great, aren't they?
No,
can you just tell they can just roll with anything, Bubba?
Oh, they can. They absolutely can. And I'm so excited for you to do a podcast with them because I think you're right. You throw them a subject matter and let them, you know, you throw them the steak and let them gnaw on the meat.
Bubba, I've been talking about a podcast with Craig for probably over 2 years now. And we recorded like three episodes of The Barbershop, and I just didn't like it
because right.
We were all over the place and it wasn't the best quality because it was my portable one. But man, this is going to be fucking good.
Oh yeah.
This is going to be the franchise.
This is going to be good. And I'm going to start going down there. I think you and I need to go down there every couple weeks just to fucking hang out, just literally hang out in the barbershop. That's what men do.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
They got it all, man. They got snacks. They got fucking all kinds of shit down there, whatever you need.
Yeah. Now, what if I tell them, listen, guys, you know, my girl, my bitch cuts my hair. You know, I don't need no haircut from y'all. I just need your friendship. You know, because.
You got to let them fade you up at least once. Don't, you know, let them take care of you. They got some spray hair, too, if you need that, if you're getting thin on top.
Shut the fuck up.
They got spray hair. They could give you like a real.
I don't want a spray hair.
They give you real tight. They got a lot of colors, too.
How about them fucking with Lance?
No, I know. Poor Lance. He's fucking. Lance has so much shit going on. Lance has like four kids or something like that.
I think we really bonded there. I think we really did.
But they're fucking. I mean, Rio is somebody that I've known just over the last few years. I've known Craig the longest in Lat, but they are just fucking. They're great dudes, man. And I don't know if that's like every barbershop in America. Probably not. But these guys are
No, not every barbershop in America has two cool-ass brothers that are running the show.
You should just see it the like Saturday. It's you, those two guys. It's another, everybody's just fucking yelling, just talking over each
and
other.
And it's probably packed. Everybody's getting their hair cut.
Yeah,
you know.
Kids, it's fun, though, man. It's just, it's really.
And dads are probably bringing their sons, and sons are kind of getting a life lesson. They're kind of getting a life lesson.
I tell you what, those guys have talked many times before. This will be interesting. They say they see way too many moms taking their kids in for haircuts, and they think it's something that a dad should be doing.
And no, it is. It's definitely a dad. It was,
yeah.
You know, like me growing up, it was my dad's. That was our thing. My dad took me to the. I didn't like the way my dad told the guy how to cut my hair.
Sure.
But, you know, my mom didn't take me to the bus. Unless my dad, there was a couple times where my dad was working at overtime at the factory, and I had to get a haircut for whatever reason, so my mom would take me. But my mom wouldn't go in. My mom would just drop me off, and she said, I'll be back in, you know, 45 minutes. And it was Conley's. It was just like this, but it was two white dudes in Warsaw, Indiana, and they knew everybody on the football team, everybody on the basketball team. They knew the mayor, they knew the chief of police, they knew the sheriff, they knew the fucking, you know, the richest man in town. They knew the richest guy in town and the poorest guy in town got their hair cut there for $4.
Oh, that's a hell of a deal.
Well, I mean, this is back in the day.
Yeah, no, I was still though.
$4, and you'd hand them like five or a sixer, and they'd be happy as fuck, and they go, come on, next, and you didn't know. Now, see, one of the Conley brothers was better than the other one. You'd hope that you'd get the good one, but there was, like, you know, it didn't matter how many people, and sometimes you'd get I called him the scalper, because he'd always go, like, with a one on my shit, and my mom would always let me get a three on my shit, because a one would, you like, fucking, you know, when you're a kid, you don't think short hair is really that
cool. I
think
cool. I have a one right now, one or
but,
a two.
But as the older you get, the cooler short becomes.
Yeah.
But when you're a young kid, short ain't cool.
No,
getting a fucking, you know, a flat top. Doug Clem would take me in there and have a fucking, you know, one, two up top with a fucking one on the sides. Take him about 3 minutes. But the barbershop is realistically something that every man needs to experience, a real barbershop.
Yeah.
Not this fucking, you know, Salon Vachon. Like, I'm talking about a real...
Don't want, like, the spinny thing out front, like the red, blue, and white thing.
Like,
yeah.
Like a real barbershop.
Yes.
Where you got two, you know, three guys in there cutting hair. A lot of life lessons are learned in barbershops.
Everything I know in life I learned down there.
Really?
No, but it is.
I feel you're a little mad at me because I got him against you a little bit today.
No, I think
I came in like the rock star that I am.
It's true. It's truly one of my favorite. Whenever I leave there, man, I'm just fucking smiling because I feel like I got to experience something that not a lot of people would get to, which is probably fine. There's a lot of people that do shit that I never get to experience, but just talking with those guys, being included in that,
them accepting you.
Yeah.
I mean, like, really, them accepting the whitest of white Jew guy is really shows how fucking diverse and cool and non-judgmental they truly are.
Yeah. No,
sometimes the African-American community, guys like, you know, Craig and what's their dude's name?
Rio.
Some guys like them sometimes are the most worldly people in the world.
Oh, they give. Listen, there's people that come in there all the time that have advice. You know, they need advice. They'll give it.
And the reason,
you know,
why is because they see all walks of life. They see all walks, because usually you talk about what's going on in your life or the problem that you're having with your wife or, you know, my kids. And they are like almost like mini therapists. You know, like times 50 heads a day.
Yeah. No. You know, I'm with you.
I mean, very rarely do you sit in a barber's chair and not say anything. You know, usually you're having a conversation with a dude.
Yeah.
And so they have, I mean, talk about, again, very worldly, the things that they've been privy to, and they're fair right down the middle. They don't give a fuck.
No, they really don't. No, they really don't.
And I really do think, honest to God, that we could go into Latin Sons barbershop on MLK with a $10,000 cash cube and not have a problem.
I didn't think we were going to have one, but hopefully they, you know, they confirmed it for you. That's just the I don't want to say the hood regulates itself, but
it kind of does.
Well, you know what's going to fuck with the barbershop?
The hood does regulate itself, and they're royalty in the hood.
Yeah.
I mean they've been around for how long?
I mean, God, I don't know, man.
Did their dad start it?
Yeah.
Yeah, their daddy started it.
Yeah, so. Their dad has pancreatic cancer and fucking kidney disease, has to get dialysis. All while dad's tough as fuck, man.
Yeah, like, 40 money, whatever they called him.
Yeah, he is. That is one tough dude.
As mad as you potentially could be because you're still conceived as fuckboy with them, you have a lot to look forward to. Seth Money is a great name.
No, I know. That's what they were called. That's what, you know, Craig was calling me anyways, but I guess I have to earn that name again, which I have no problem doing.
when we go there, just grab a broom and start sweeping up some hair.
Oh, fuck.
Be like, man, I'm doing my manly shit.
I used to, when I was having trouble you know, making enough money as I needed, I used to go joke around about if they needed me to sweep anything up. But Craig's always been like, you know, I've always talked to him. He's always tried to push me to, you know, get back into, you know, something like radio where I'm really good at. And he's, you know, been real supportive of everything. So, yeah, he probably would have hired me if he could, if I had any sort of skill set.
I think they're happy that you're with me.
Yeah, no, they are.
I think they are.
They are. They really are. They used to, when I was on the sports station, they used to be like, why don't those guys let you talk at all? I was like, that's just not part of the design of the show. So, no, they're awesome. Can I say, I have a feeling we're getting ready to wrap this up.
Yeah, we are.
All right, so I just wanted to piggyback off.
Looking for some car deals?
No. I just wanted to piggyback off of what happened at the end of the show where Anna, you started yelling at Anna because somebody said made some Jew comment in there. I apologize to Anna for, you know, snapping at her. And anybody else that was listening, that's a huge Anna fan. I apologize. There was just a Jew comment, and I know that I'm soft and I'm triggered, but sometimes the Jew stuff, I'm just not cool with letting it fly. I think like people are way too casual about saying shit that's, I don't know what the word is. I don't want to say offensive, but saying things that are out of pocket and just like it's no big deal, like you're just joking. So the Jew stuff was just bothered me. And then when Anna said don't read it, I was like, hey, fuck you. I'm in chat. I'm in the mix. So I apologize to her
profusely.
Listen,
here's the thing, man. I don't think you should apologize. I think that you reacted in a way that was not wrong. And if... Listen,
to the commenter, not to Anna.
No, to the commenter.
Yeah.
To the commenter. And I think that something I have zero tolerance for is for people to get into who or what we are religiously. And if you're going to start fucking with a guy's religion or his ethnicity, and especially in this day and age of the Israel conflict and things like that, and you're going to start throwing around Jew and shit like that, I have zero fucking tolerance for it. Because there's so many other things we can talk about and not that.
Yeah.
And really, what does it fucking matter what religion you are or what I'm not or what you believe in? We're trying to only do one thing, and that's create good content. And you being Jewish and me not being Jewish and the fuckhead that obviously it's not Jewish that made the comment does not raise the bar of entertainment at all. It's just meant to hurt. And I'm not into that. I'm not going to fucking allow somebody just to say a hurtful statement. Now, if they said, hey, Seth, you're a fuck boy.
Okay,
that's an ongoing deal. Or, hey, Seth, new haircut looks like shit. You know, or something.
It's fine. Listen,
ribs, jokes.
It's
all
good.
But when you get into that shit, when you get into a person, there's a couple things I have zero tolerance for. If you get into somebody's family's business, like if somebody would talk shit about your wife or your kid, fuck no, out of here.
Right.
Or about somebody's religion.
Yeah,
or their sexuality.
And someone
if we had a gay person here, or we had a lesbian here, or we had, you know, whatever situation, if people are going to be mean-spirited about that, get the fuck out of here.
And
you're lucky you didn't block them.
And I did see somebody in chats like, oh, what's the big deal if they're saying, you know, Jews are cheap? Doesn't that mean they're good with money? Isn't that a good thing? If that's how you guys take it, that's fine. That's not how I take it. And again, I don't walk around being offended at all. I just called the guy out and told him to fuck off. And then Anna just told me not to read chat, which I take pride in reading YouTube and Rumble because I feel like it's important to be in there and interact with the decent people, even when people are throwing things your way. So I did apologize to Anna, and I just wanted to apologize
Perfect.
To anybody.
And I witnessed the apology.
Yeah.
And so thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm just, you know, I want to keep things cool. I know everybody likes when I get, you know, quote unquote triggered, but I just can't let the Jew stuff fly, man.
And neither could I.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. I think I met a couple new friends today.
I mean, you want to fuck with us, man? You see, we some hard hitting motherfuckers from South St. Pete.
We'll bring the homies from South St. Pete.
That's right. The nine. They got a nine.
I got a brand new nine with two clips.
What does that mean, Bubba? What does a nine mean?
He's got a nine. He's got a brand new 9mm.
Is that like Tech Nine, the rapper?
See, here's my little 32. That's my 32 right there.
That's like a little toy gun.
Oh, it'll kill you.
It'll kill me.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And what about this nine?
Oh, it'll kill you too.
It'll kill me. Okay, great.
Oh, I don't know where the fuck I got this. I don't know where I got that fucking song from. I meant to hit this. That has been another very entertaining.
He won. wants more money.
Episode of Clem Kush, breaking it down hood style. This show is sponsored by Latin Sons, your family barber on MLK Southside.
He's just a fart boy. He's not your boy toy. He is our Sethy boy. He's not your boy toy. Direct deposits. He's making profits. He's picking pockets. When his daughter's around, he stole dumbbells. He's building muscle. He's digging tunnels deep under the ground. He's just a fuck boy. He's not your boy toy. He is our Sethy boy. He's not your boy toy.